What I was saying is my meditation has been very still, very quickly, and then get into the samadhi, you know. But because of my daily life has a lot of activities, then suddenly, in one meditation, you become crazy, you know. Okay, then after that, it come back to normal again after my contemplation. After that, it come back again to test me again, no?
Correct, yes.
Become crazy again, no? And then after that, crazy, you know, for a few sessions of that, then I realized, oh, something happened then, you know what? And then I do all the needed contemplation, wasabi, sankara, nicha, that kind of thing. After that, the recent last week, all gone, you know, all gone.
Yeah.
And then become still and back to my normal meditation again.
I do to you. That is very good. Because
so it's a lot of testing.
Yes. It will change, it will transform. Then it will come and give rise to such like transformation that can give rise to situation like to make you confused or create doubt in the meditator.
Yes.
So you use your thought to reason and try to analyze what went wrong or those things, then you will be caught. Because I will start again. Then you will say, why like that? Why like that? Then that's the reason why I share with Song Dio last time. It will come as a test. In fact, many cultivators had this before, even Ajahn Mah Bo Wang, Long Tam Mah Bo Wang. Last time in his book also he wrote, the test will come after you have progressed. This is what they call the defilement of insight. Then his meditation become like what you went through. His Buddha was very powerful. He was able to settle down into stillness, into silence, into that calm state very fast. Then mindfulness throughout the day, he was mindful. Then for no reason, one day, suddenly the mind becomes so wow, he cannot do anything to it. All the technique, all the Buddha, everything, like what happened to you, no use. So what happened was he finally started to find out why. Then he was, according to him, he was lucky he met Ajahn Mah. Ajahn Mah was his teacher. Ajahn Mah was the one that guided him. He said it's not all this calmness, all this, but he didn't say it will come and test him. So he teach him to relax, silent, and come out of that. And don't expect to be in that state all the time. Because this is the condition world, the mundane mind. So when the expectation is not there, he starts to settle down again. Then he starts to develop the training all over again. But this time, he go into daily mindfulness. That's how he got it back. Then he realized, previously, that state that he has to maintain all the time in that stillness and all things is not the awakening. That is just that mind in that tranquil state, or we call it samadhi. Sometimes it's a mixture of absorption and concentration. And if they do jhana, it becomes one-pointedness. That's why they have to release it and come out into daily mindfulness. In the midst of life, you must develop that upacara samadhi. That is the real one. That one can live life. That one is active. That one is not in a formal meditation. And that one can insight the phenomena, can awaken. That's how he understand it. So for you, it's very good. When it come, you finally know that it's like a test. It become crazy. Yeah. So it's good that you share this so that people can also have the understanding. So don't panic. Thing is just the way it is. Like the Buddha said, condition like that, things are like that. So what is the condition? It's a test. That's why it become like that. Then for no reason, we are just now in the way you answer, it's like you also try to use the analysis and bring in the word. You say you nowadays you're also quite busy with your daily life. Sometimes that one could contribute, but it's more like a justification. Maybe I'm too busy and I didn't put in enough effort or training and all those things. It could be one of the reasons, but that is what the analysis will result in. Forget about all those things. Whatever happened, accept the reality of it. It's part of the way. Even it's a test or whatever, it will come. As long as I don't have any expectation that my mind has to be like that, then your problem is gone. Understand? Your doubt is gone. Then you just relax and maintain awareness, or just develop the training that you used to have and then settle down. And because you have experienced them and you have understood them, then when you are able to let things be, do not go and continue to like want to analyze and reason and find out, then the mind will return. Then your meditation will come back. So it's like what you have gone through, which is very good. But this one will not happen only once. It will come again. Sometimes two times, sometimes three times maybe. And then only completely gone. You have to understand them. It's just like pain. When it comes, do not panic. You know, let's see through pain. Understand the unreality of pain. It's just a conditioned mental state. When you grasp and cling and give meaning, where you dislike the sensation, then you label it as pain. What happens is when you label, it becomes a mental hindrance. And you will a dislike for that sensation. So when mental hindrance is there, how can you settle down? That's why they cannot meditate. Failure to understand this will lead to meditative problem. So they will try all sorts of method and technique or skillful means to try not to have the pain. So all those doing will not benefit them because it does not result in wisdom. The wisdom is to accept whatever sensation, because the reality is, like the Buddha said, if conditioned like that, things will be like that. So what is the condition? If you don't know how to relax, if the chi is not flowing smoothly, this type of sensation will develop into what they call unpleasant sensation, like pain, numbness, and all those things, sometimes itchiness or whatever. So when they arise, you do not stir your mind and react to it and create mental hindrance, and you can still accept it. This is part of the way where I'm not relaxed. That's why that type of sensation arises. But why should I label it? If I accept it, what happened? My mind is at peace. When my mind is at peace, the sati will build up. So sati will take over instead of mental hindrance. Then when sati take over, the spiritual faculty is there. That's why sometimes when it take over, there is a sudden shift of consciousness. The mind will flash with a very bright light. Then the whole sensation, like gone, disappear. Then the mind like suddenly bright, clear and free, full of virya energy, full of very stable, strong awareness. It's just aware with brightness. That is for you to understand if you go through all those phases. So to understand meditation is not so clear-cut and easy unless the cultivator has gone through all this before. Otherwise, when they reach this stage, or what they call like a stage where they encounter obstacle, most people don't know how to break free or continue with the cultivation because they don't understand. Unless you met somebody, a cultivator who has the understanding, then they will let you have the understanding and guide you how to go through it. So for your case, you are lucky because within a week or so, you're able to understand it. Sometimes for certain people, it may take them weeks, if not months. And some people can be trapped there for very long. They don't know what is going on. So this is a very important stage where the understanding will break you, prevent you from getting into the situation where doubt will arise again, then the analysis or the thinking or the reasoning will start to come in again. What happened? What is going on? And all say. So you try to seek answer. But the understanding of meditation is whatever happened, that is the reality. So I always use this word, treat it as part of the way, part of the training. Then just be patient. Do not react, do not stir, do not have doubt. Just have faith, relax, continue to maintain awareness. Then whatever happened, let it be. Then it will settle down. It will settle down. But if you have even a very slight craving or desire to gain back that state of tranquility, because you will reach a point where you think, like what you describe, you can meditate very well. You can enter stillness and samadhi very fast. That is the time when you have developed this ability and it stabilizes, you think you already progress very well. That is the time the test will come. And when the test come, a lot of people are not ready, most of them. But for me, I was actually lucky because my past. So initially, I also reflected, contemplated, then some form of reasoning come in. But for me, because of my past, when I relax and silent, sometimes at night, when I relax, silent and sleep, then in the dream state, the answer come. The answer come. Then I understood what that thing is. Then I knew it's a test. That's after going through a few times, then later on, I was able to advise people, treat it as part of the way. Don't panic, don't react. Whatever happened, that is the reality. So accept it. Then be patient. Treat it as part of the way, part of the thing. The mind is like that. When condition is like that, it will be like that. But it will not be forever the same because it's dependent originating, condition arising. So sometimes due to coming, it become like that because of what you have done to people. Sometimes it's because the spiritual training, they need to test you. If you are not tested, you cannot pass. Then you cannot develop the ability to awaken. So awakening means no more question, no more problem. Everything can be understood. Then everything settle back to normal. After you clear this phase, maybe it will come and test you, I don't know, 2 times, 3 times. I think it shouldn't be more than 3 times. At the most people is about 2 times. Unless you never learn, then that will continue. But after you understand already, you clear it already, maximum 2 times or 3 times, then no more. For me, I realized after the second time, after I cleared, it doesn't come back anymore. It doesn't come back anymore. Even the first time after I cleared, for quite a long time, it didn't come back. Then, don't know, much later, then it happened again. But the second time, I was ready. I know what this is. So I just accept. I just laugh at it. So what? Because suddenly, like, throughout the day, you're not able to maintain that mindfulness to be in that state. It's very strange. Then I realize, hey, why is this happening? Again, the thought come up, analysis. Then I just laugh at it because why must I be in that state? Although it's an understood fact that when you are enlightened, awakened, you will be in that state. But later on, when I understand all these things, then I just let it be, then it come back. And when it come back, I got no more problem. Until today, I got no more problem. But the understanding wisdom is most important. With wisdom, only you can liberate your mind. You don't need that mind to be always in that state of tranquility and stillness. You can use it to live life, no problem. But the understanding is the one that is connected to the 5 degrees of form and mind. That is the one that have the uniso monasikra to liberate you and free you. So why must you maintain that state to be in that meditative state, that ever mindful? That's why the Buddha used the word when you are under training, yes. Sekha, when you are under training, you have to develop it. But after you have developed the thing, you have gone beyond training, asekha, your duty is over. Technically, actually, you no need to do any more thing because you have gone beyond. So those under training and those have gone beyond training, the difference is the wisdom is already very stable, developed and connected to their nature. They are no longer deluded or doubtful. So this understanding is very important, and this understanding will surface later on. Especially after the mundane mind has collapsed. After the mundane mind has collapsed, that true nature is always there. Then all these tests and whatever cannot arise anymore. Then everything becomes very clear. Then you are with that true mind, that true nature throughout the day, even awake or asleep. You are with that nature. And that nature, you know what that thing is. That's why you do not fear death anymore. You understand what death is. The separation of the consciousness from the form. But that nature with the understanding, that one never dies. The eternal nature, it never dies. So it will have the understanding. Okay, Pochay? Sadhu to you. Huh? Very good.
Sadhu, brother Theo, precisely like what you said, you know, I just accept it as a test and move on and let it be. And then everything becomes clear again, you know. It's like, wow, the clouds went away, you know. So, I mean, the clouds went away and everything becomes clear again and everything settled down so easily.